from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A coalition of public and indigenous health services is buying the Ramada Inn in Timmins and converting it into what it calls a wellness center of excellence. It will have 100 spaces for anyone from across the Cochrane District needing treatment for mental health and drug abuse issues. Jean Carrier, the health director for the Cochrane District Social Services Board, has been seconded to oversee the transition.
Over the past 8 months, our lead organizations have been working diligently on this transformative project, which is designated to provide comprehensive mental health and addiction services within a supportive housing setting.
CDSB Executive Director Brian Marks makes it clear that the Living Space Emergency Shelter for Homeless will not close. Neither will the new facility provide supervised drug use or supply harm reduction supplies. Small to mid-sized Canadian cities are sending representatives to Timmins this week to begin development of the first municipally led standards for drug abuse treatment, harm reduction recovery, prevention, and enforcement. Between January 2016 and September 2023, more than 42,000 Canadians died from apparent opioid use. The delegations arrive Thursday evening and get down to work all day Friday and Saturday with presentations, panel, and table discussions. It's all under the auspices of the Canadian Center on Substance Abuse and Addiction, a creation of the federal government. The August jackpot from the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation's 50-50 draw is being split 10 ways among a group from Kapuskasing. The prize is just over $117,000. Among the plans for the windfall is to spoil some grandchildren. The foundation is celebrating 4 years of 50-50 this month, with weekday draws for $444. We've talked already today in our local history feature about some of the first public schools in and around Timmins. Now, the first Catholic school, or as they were called back then, separate. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says the first one was founded in 1914 by Father Terrio.
So École Saint-Eugène was located on the corner of Pine Street and 6th Avenue on the site which is now occupied by the Champlain Cross at St. Anthony's Church.
The small building doubled as a church with a sliding partition that closed off the sanctuary from the rest of the building. Next week, we wrap up the school series by graduating to high school.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.